Welcome back to Pembroke Investigations. It's time to see what twists await us this time. This is a serialised audio drama, and as such, you will be better informed by starting at the beginning. So if you haven't listened to episode 1 or 2 yet, we advise you go back and listen to them first. The mystery will still be waiting when you return. If you have listened to the previous episodes, welcome back. Previously, Charlie learned that young Jamie, an employee at the museum, had disappeared, and his interest in the occult may not be as harmless as they seemed. Then, just as Charlie started to put the pieces together, someone drove him off the road. Someone doesn't want him digging any deeper. This week, the danger ramps up and the suspects are narrowing down. So dive in and enjoy episode 3, and remember that here at Pembroke Investigations, the past never stays buried for long.
We need to stop meeting like this, Charlie. People will talk. Are you hurt?
Thankfully not. A bit scraped from the bush, but I'll be all right.
I'm sure you'll heal. What's a brush with death when you've had such a warm welcome to town? What happened this time?
I was at the Abbey, following up a lead on Jamie Sinclair and the museum. I was walking on the road. A saloon car, dark blue or black, drove along the road towards me from the town. I stepped onto the embankment and it drove at me. I thought it might be a drunk driver or a half-asleep one. Then the car turned around and drove at me again. I had to jump into the bush to avoid it. The only other thing I noticed was that the passenger side light was duller than the driver's side. I couldn't see who was driving.
Are you sure you can't remember any other details?
I didn't spot anything else. To be honest, I was thinking about the robbery before the car showed up. It wasn't until it turned around that I started to get worried. It was on top of me before I could think.
First, the break-in at your hotel. Now, this. I don't know, Charlie. Starting to look a bit targeted, don't you think? Any reason someone in our charming little town might want to, I don't know, see you disappear?
Not harmed, but they might want me gone. There might be more to this museum robbery than it appears. Perhaps the robbery was more professional than I thought.
Professional? That's one way to put it. Fort Augustus really rolling out the red carpet for you. You sure it's just the robbery, though? No other, let's say, complicated entanglements? Maybe involving a certain museum curator?
I'm sure. But now I'm even more determined to stay.
Oh, I bet you are. Nothing like a good murder attempt to keep things interesting. Alright, well, I'll write this up. Try to avoid any more late-night ambushes, will you?
Charlie, how are you getting on?
Anna.
Sorry about the other day. I managed to catch Alina. She's distraught, but bearing up well. Have you found anything?
I went to the Abbey yesterday to speak to the brothers about Jamie. They don't seem overly concerned about him being missing. Apparently he's gone missing before.
Yes, but this seems different. And with a connection to the museum after the robbery, do you think it's a coincidence?
I don't know yet. I've learned not to assume too much. I try to be open-minded. He might be involved, but he might not. He seems to have a good character and have been well-liked, spent a lot of time with his mother and the brothers. It would be good to find him to eliminate him from the suspects and to give his mother some peace of mind. Hopefully it's just a fun time away he's having.
It just doesn't feel right, though. Jamie, he's young, but he's reliable. He wouldn't just leave like this, not without telling someone. Not after what happened at the museum.
I get it. You've worked with him closely, haven't you?
Yes, he's smart, curious, a bit too curious at times. I can't shake the feeling that he might have found out something he wasn't supposed to.
That's possible. I found a journal in his room, notes about Alistair Crowley, of all people.
Who's Alistair Crowley?
A magician, apparently.
A what?
A magician. Started a religion based on the occult. He had a house nearby. Ballestin House. I'm going there now to have a look around. It's a long shot, but it's all I've got at the moment.
Well, good luck with that. Oh, I've been talking to the CCTV company, and I might have an update for you. Can you pop in later?
Certainly can. As soon as I'm finished at Ballestin.
I'll see you later, Charlie.
See you later, Anna. Sterling. I saw her exactly like this the first time I saw her walking across the bridge over the lake. Saw her again every day for weeks before I got the courage to speak to her. Once we got talking, we couldn't stop. We'd sit for hours on the grass, talking about books, philosophy, anything. God, she had this laugh. It was all so simple then. I didn't think I'd see her again. Not like this, anyway. This is voice note 003 for case number FA7638. I am outside Ballestin House, former residence of Alistair Crowley. It is a large U-shaped building. Derelict, looks like it has lain empty for quite some time. Windows are all boarded up, the roof is missing on most of the property, and it looks like there are trees and bushes growing inside some of the rooms. There are many windows, but they are all thoroughly boarded up. The property is large and appears to have been all on one level. It must have looked amazing when someone lived here. There is a metal railing all around the building, presumably to keep people out. I would think that given the clear fire damage to the house, it must be pretty hazardous inside. Hold on. One of the sections of metal railing has been moved. You can see the indentation in the ground where it used to be, and there is a gap. The window up at the house looks like someone has wedged it open and then closed it again. Let's take a closer look. Almost. Come on, you. It's not budging. Feels like it's jammed in. I think I'll need something to wedge it open. A crowbar should do it. There's a hardware shop in town. I'll check the cemetery, then go get one and come back. This is voice note 004 for case number FA7638. I am in Ballestin Cemetery, overlooking the beautiful Loch Ness. What an amazing place to rest for eternity. There are some graves to the left and a lot more to the right. I can see the remnants of an old building, but it's only a couple of foot of stone left from the original walls and no roof. There are graves on the walls of the old building. It may have been a family tomb at one time. It's difficult to see the names now. There is one complete building. It's about 8 metres long by 4 wide, with a pitched roof. Looks fully intact. There is a small window on the long side, but I don't see an entrance. Oh, here it is. A wooden door, but Will it open? Oh, that was easy. Looks like it has been open recently. There are marks on the floor from the door. Okay, looking around, I don't need a torch. Now, I can see. Inside, there are stone shelves on the walls that cover the length of the building. I know what this is. This is a mort house, a place for storing the dead before burial. Keeping the coffins in a building would stop grave robbers from... Ah! What are you doing here?
Sorry. I thought you heard me coming. Oh, Charlie, I didn't mean to scare you like that.
I'm sorry, my head is deep in this investigation and I didn't expect anyone to be here.
I was out for a walk to clear my head and saw you come into the cemetery. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you found something. I didn't mean to startle you, Charlie.
It's fine. I shouldn't have been so scared. It's silly, really. I feel stupid. Sorry, Eleanor. How are you doing?
I'm all right, I suppose. It's just hard not knowing. I can't stop thinking. Maybe I missed something, you know? That's why I'm out walking. Trying to keep myself busy. Trying to not let my mind go to dark places.
I understand. It can't be easy. Look, I'm just about finished here. How about I walk you back to town? I need to buy a crowbar.
A crowbar? I'm planning on breaking in somewhere.
I wouldn't like to say, but it's to help find some information. The house I'm breaking into. Nobody lives there. I just want to check it out to see if Jamie was ever there.
Well, the only derelict place around here is Bullskin House. You think Jamie was there? Why would Jamie go there? It's been abandoned for years, well, since the fire.
When I visited the Abbey to find out what they knew, we found a journal in Jamie's room. It had, well, some occult notes inside. Some references to Alistair Crowley, Bullskin House. It's a long shot, but with the investigation stalling, there aren't many leads left. The house is boarded up, but there's one window that's a bit loose. I figured with a crowbar, I might be able to get inside.
Well, you can borrow mine if you like. I've got one in the shed. Never thought I'd use it, but, well, if it helps.
Thanks, Eleanor. Can I come by later to pick it up?
Sure. I'm heading back, actually. If you walk with me, you can grab it right away.
Sounds good. Lead the way.
Hello, Charlie. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks, Claire. How are you?
I'm great. Do you want to see Anna?
Yes, please. If she's available.
I'll call through. Give me a moment. Hi, Anna. You have a visitor. Is Charlie? Okay. Charlie, she'll be through with you in a minute. She's just finishing up. Would you mind taking a seat?
Sure. Our second year at Stirling. We drifted apart for a while. Too much work and too many friend groups. We still saw each other regularly, but not as regularly as our first year. The night I remember most was the Halloween club night. I was with some friends from the rowing team. Hi, Anna. You look amazing.
Oh, hi, Charlie. How are you?
I'm great. I didn't think I would see you tonight. Feels like ages. You look amazing. What an outfit choice. You suit being a witch. A very sexy witch.
Thanks, Charlie. I've been pretty focused on studying. My grade slipped a bit at the end of last year and...
Here's your gin, Anna. Oh, hi. Do you know Anna?
Hi. Yeah, I've known her for a while. You?
This is Jack. Jack, this is Charlie. He's a good friend.
Nice to meet you, Harley. Anna, we heading back in. Hit the dance floor.
Yeah. Good to see you, Charlie.
Good to see you, too.
Hello, stranger.
How's your day going?
Great. Busy with the new exhibits and trying to organise events. How are you?
I'm great. I've been looking into Jamie's disappearance. Spoke to the abbot in the abbey, got a lead to Beleskin House, went for a look and found a way in. I borrowed a crowbar from Eleanor. I should make it in tomorrow. I was wondering if the museum had any information on the house and the occult. I found some writing in Jamie's room that I think is worth looking into.
That's quite a twist, but not really surprising with the house. It used to be Alistair Crowley's.
Yes, Father Oswald told me a bit, but I wonder if there's more.
There's plenty more. We have some books on the history of the house in the archive. We have a few occult books, but you might be better looking in the Abbey Library.
I might go there if I don't have any luck here, but that Brother Ambrose hasn't warmed to my charm.
And you are so charming. I haven't met him, but Father Oswald spoke about him. I think the brother has that effect on everyone.
Do you see a lot of the brothers from the Abbey?
Only Father Oswald and the Abbot. They come to the museum to talk about the Abbey. Usually in the summer. The tourists love it. Real live monks, brown robes with a cowl and everything. They ham it up for the tourists. Anyway, I need to get back to the paperwork. I'll take you through to the archive. Well, our back room. And you can have a look at some of the books. So this is our archival hub.
No expense spared.
Oh, absolutely. It's state of the art. Okay, here's the box on Beleskin. Now, let's see if we can find our occult files. Okay, ornithology, office filings, occult. Here we go. Right then, that should be enough to get you started. I'll leave you to it. I'll be finishing at 6, but I'll come and say goodbye before I go.
Okay, looking forward to it, Anna.
Again, you've been hard at it.
Oh, hello. Sorry, I got right into this.
How's it going? Have you found anything?
Jamie had a list of books written in a journal and some interesting drawings. I've found two of the books in your collection. Alistair Crowley's Liber Alvaleges and Notes from the Necronomicon.
Well, they sound mysterious. What are they about?
The Necronomicon copies are indecipherable. I would need someone to translate them, but the Liber Alvaleges is interesting. Crowley claims that a deity called Iwas came to him while he was in Egypt in 1904 and dictated the book to him. Iwas tells the stories of three deities, Nuit, the goddess of the night sky, Hadit, the husband of Nuit, and Rahur-Huit, a god of war and vengeance. In a series of laws, the book argues mainly that we should do what thou wilt, and this shall be the whole of the law. In layman's terms, do what you want, but do it with love, seems to be the message.
Seems very open to interpretation. What I do out of love might not be what you do.
This is true. He explains that we are but children, and that we have to be careful to do what we will, but choose the right path. The choices I make won't be the same as the ones you made. It's an individualistic theology, but based on the idea that each individual choice works towards a greater goal for humanity. The end goal is to grow up in the way of the law of Thelema, to ensure that humanity can survive. We are supported in this by various deities, one of which Jamie had written about in his journal. Horus, who is managing humanity and will be for the next 1,000 years.
Well, sounds like you are waist-deep in it now. Do you think any of this will help find Jamie?
If Jamie believed in something deeply, he may be following something around Alistair Crowley. It's hard to know, but it's all I've got at the moment. There is something here, but I don't understand it yet.
Hopefully it leads to something. It's awful for Elena. Wow, it's late. I'm going to go home for the night. I can leave you here and set the door to close automatically when you leave. You just need to set the alarm. It's on the wall beside the door. The code is 4629, and then hit hash and walk out the door.
Thanks, Anna. I may be onto something here, and it's worth reading into.
Well, don't go too deep. I don't want to come back in the morning to find you performing rituals on the carpet.
I'm far too cynical for that. You've no candles in here anyway.
Okay, I feel better. Have a good night, Charlie.
Good night, Anna. That was surprising. Oh, maybe time to call it a night. What time is it? 9:30. Okay, let's tidy it up. What the hell is that? What? Hello? Anna? Claire? Hello? Is anyone there? The door. Okay, Charlie, get a grip. It's probably just an automatic display or something. Where is everything here? Seems like it's coming from everywhere. It's okay, maybe it's all finished its run. What the hell? Hello? What the hell is that? Oi, you! Who the hell are you? Hey! Gotcha. What the hell do you think you're... It's you.
Thank you for joining us on Pembroke Investigations. Curious about what's next? Check out www.pembrokeinvestigations.com for more about the series, fun extras, and updates on all things from our production company, Ink and Pause. If you'd like to support independent storytelling, visit www.patreon.com/inkandpause, where, for just £6 a month, you can get access to our case files, early episodes, and very shortly, director's commentaries on each episode. Until next time, remember, the past never stays buried for long.